my eyes to the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving planet. We are entering into a new decade, the terrible 20s. Some of us think that we're living in a difficult time, and some of us think that we're living in an easy time. We are living in a place where light is coming forth. It's a new light. It's called the double helix, and it streams to us from the center of the galaxy. At times on Let's Find Out, I offer a teaching program. I teach subjects that are hopefully on a higher level, for we live on a time when darkness is coming forth. And we live in a time when learning is cherished, but we also live in a time when ignorance is cherished. What's going on, we say. A lot of our beliefs, a lot of our precious thoughts, a lot of our training has been thrown out the window. And new ideas are coming forth. And our training is laughed at. And we are told we're old fogies. And we wonder, what in the world is happening? There is a battle going on between technology and the human mind, and I'm concerned that the human mind is losing this battle at this time. But it will always win out. The heart will always be there. Integrity, thoughtfulness, kindness, love, and mercy will always be available to us. Change is upon us. The times are changing, and it's time to change. Instead of asking for an easy life, we can argue that it is time to do the hard things in life. And as we go into the 2020s, I'm sure that will be upon many of us. The greatest efforts in human history have been made through hard times. Meanwhile, many of the worst things in our human history are people seeking to have easy lives at the expense of others. Look at the human trafficking. Look at the crime that is happening every day. If we look at history, we will see that our greatest accomplishments and the greatest changes in human life have come through very difficult choices. It's never easy. It's not a punishment to have to do hard things. It's a challenge. Can you figure this out? Can you bring something new into your world? And how are you going to do that? Will you do that through meditation? Will you do that with connecting to the higher forces? Will you do that with using this beautiful energy, the double helix that's coming in from the center of the galaxy? Why is this energy coming forth? And why was it predicted for years and eons before this opening occurred? Not to keep the old. Not to keep the older ways of life where people were looked down upon, used, punished, put in slavery, but to create new and challenging and uplifting and higher ways of living. Why don't you try this? Try setting your life goal on something that's hard to do. Even if it takes a while, go for it. Do something for others and don't do something just for yourself, because helping only yourself is easy. It's called self-centeredness. But look for something very worthwhile, not to make your own life easy, but also to help others. Let's Find Out has found that the only thing stopping one from accomplishing is not doing it. The only thing stopping kindness is not doing it. The only thing stopping being patient with another is not doing it. The only thing stopping forgiveness is not doing it. The only thing stopping mercy is not doing it. And the only thing stopping your learning and growing is not doing it. And the only thing stopping love one another as I love you is not doing it. Doing a hard and difficult task has brought us here today to the program of Let's Find Out. Doing the difficult task has already brought us to what we've accomplished up till now. Well, was doing that hard worthwhile? Was it worthwhile to do what you did to get where you are today? It's often the very worthwhile thing to do and can bring in the greatest riches into all of our lives. Finally, we have another challenge, and we have a prayer beyond prayer. What we present to the world and what we present to us is love. We are here to love and to serve. As we bring people into our lives, if we realize that we brought them into our lives through our subconscious energy, then we know that everyone in our life, whether they're angry or not angry, came through us and came to us through karma, through the rule of what you put out, you get back. Sometimes we have unpleasant experiences, and that comes from our fear, as we are being taught how to overcome fear. And sometimes we have wonderful experiences, and that comes from our love. Do something difficult. Don't say you're not strong enough. Don't say you can't do it. Say, I can do it, and I will do it, and it is so. I can do it. I will do it, and it is so. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. And now it's time for tonight's program on bbsradio.com. So, let's find out.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm celebrating tonight because I'm finally back in Austin, Texas. I'm out of the cold, -1 degree of New Hampshire, and back home, which feels real good. Tonight I have my wonderful, fascinating, worldwide, world-renowned astrologer Mark Dodich, and we're going to be talking about what's coming because we are smack dab in the middle of huge changes astrologically, astronomically, and on the planet. Right, Mark?
Yes, and a happy day after winter solstice.
Yeah, that was 11 o'clock last night. And I hope everybody's writing down what they want to bring in for 2020 during this time. I think, what do we have, 2 more days that we can do that, Mark?
Well, basically between solstice and December 25th, which in ancient days was a celebration of Mithras, which meant the returning of the sun. Mm-hmm. So it was like a 4-day period. Solstice, if people don't know, actually means stand still. The sun stands still.
And that's when you, like, it's like a slingshot. That's when you put the pedal in it, put in your ideas and thoughts and desires for what you want to bring in. And then on the 25th, you just sling it out there. And it'll come back in its own time, in its own way, and bring you wonderful, wonderful surprises. So what's up, Mark? We've got this eclipse on Christmas Day. Can you tell us what it's going to bring us?
I would start off with... things are bunched up a little bit now. Elizabeth, you know how we cast a chart for winter solstice to represent the next 3 months. Well, this is going to tie in the solar eclipse, which is going to be in Capricorn on the 25th and 26th, and then a lunar eclipse that's coming in Cancer and Capricorn on January 10th. So it's a little hard to separate all of those out. But the idea here is there's certainly going to be a big-time Capricorn influence in the year ahead. And you know, the general quick answer is willingness to claim our wise elder authority figure, to stand in our power, to make choices for what is our long-term path that we're going to step into. And certainly that is a part of the winter solstice chart where we have, I call it kind of the kickoff to, you remember how we've talked in the past that there's this rare triple alignment in Capricorn throughout 2020.
And that's next month too.
It's coming pretty quick. But I would say that this winter solstice, because there's a lot of planets in Capricorn right now, is the kickoff to it, you know, kind of the opening volley. And where I would start with that is there are most of the planets that we use in astrology, you know how we use 10 planets and count the sun and moon as planets, are working within a very narrow part of the universe. We had the moon and Mars in Scorpio, which represents for the next 3 months, we must go down to our emotional depths, our vulnerable place to get in touch or heal on deep emotional levels. Then there's Sagittarius, which is quest for the Holy Grail. I must open my belief system to a larger way of viewing the world. Then there's the whole slew of Capricorn we're talking about. And the worldly level of Capricorn is we need to get our base core, boring, mundane world structure in order. And then the higher level of Capricorn is what we call an initiate into a new order, opening up to a new way.
And that's why everybody's having such drastic changes. And I know that most people are having very different Christmases this year. You are, and I am, and most people are. For whatever reason, you're either with different people, you moved, or somebody's missing and isn't here any longer. All kinds of different things that have thrown us off a little bit. But to me, Capricorn is very practical, Mark. It has to do with finances and corporations, and has to do, of course, with structure. And I think our country is being restructured at the moment. So that's part of it.
I would suggest it's going on all over the world, because look at Brexit in England. We know that things are changing in Germany now that their leader is in her final time period in the role. And it's just going on all over the world.
Well, Elizabeth is going to step down, and I heard that William and Kate are going to come in, and that Charles has advocated he's going to allow that to happen. So that's going to be my prediction. I have two predictions, that Queen Elizabeth is going to leave the throne and Prince William will come in, and three presidents in one year in the United States, three presidents in 1 year. I do think that Mr. Trump may be sick and have to step down, and I think Pence is going to take over, and then I think we're going to have an election in November. And I'm going to be on Coast to Coast New Year's night with all of my predictions, so give a listen to Coast, you people. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I'm not real big on predictions, as you know, but I can't really see with all this Capricorn energy, for example, the changes you mentioned in England, it's very traditional, and, you know, Queen Elizabeth is very traditional, so it's hard for me to see them going against tradition, at least until all these planets move into Aquarius in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could take place in 2021 if she does that this year.
But, you know, as I see it, for each of us, it's what is the life we want to live? You know, you see people all the time putting things off. Oh, I'll wait till I have the money, or I'll wait till I'm retired, or I'll wait till something. To me, this is, you know, hey, you know what? Time is, you know, Capricorn rules time. And the clock is ticking. We need to get on with whatever it is to get on with, and we can't wait for, you know, the perfect timing, shall we say.
And the energy is going to make people do it. They're going to create circumstances. The energy will do it. You don't have to do it yourself. You just have to think about what you want and how you would like to move forward and watch the energy. You only have to do a mustard seed of thought for the energy to move and give you back what you would desire.
And a part of that is going to be requiring to let go. We were talking prior to the show about the alignment of Saturn and Pluto, which hasn't happened since the early 1980s. And we know that Pluto is the let go and let God burn my bridges behind me planet. And that we know Saturn is we sacrifice in the short term for the long term gain. And there are rewards in the long term. It's just those people who are looking for I want it yesterday language.
It took 35 years for me to get my reward.
Yeah.
I'll tell the story. My father and mother had retired to my grandmother's house in New Hampshire, where my mother was born. And in 1982, he had a stroke, and in 1984, he passed away. And then a member of the family forged his name and took the deed away from my mother and wound up selling the house and selling all of the valuables in it, which was karma, I suppose. I don't know what. So here it is in 2019, and I go up to New Hampshire to the graves to visit my parents, go past the house, it's for sale, and I bought it. I never had such an easy sale in my life of property. And I'm sitting there saying, what am I doing? But it was inside. I had to do it, Mark. I had no choice. It was just right.
And I wonder if a lot of people aren't on some level completing some, in your case, maybe it's family karma, I'm not sure what to call it, or whatever is going on for the listeners here. Is there some completion so that we can move on? As I said, in esoteric astrology, Capricorn is a sign of initiation into a new order. Mm-hmm. But Capricorn is also the sign of testing, as you talked about it being grounded in foundations and very practical. Right. Well, we're tested. Are we ready to go on to the next level?
Well, I think that it's very interesting because in my meditations, I am being told that I've done something for the ancestry line. I don't understand it, but that's what I'm being told in my meditations. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and I don't think we always need to understand it. It's just that sense of this is what I need to do and I'm going to do it and not overthink it and just let it follow its natural path.
Well, it's really funny because the people up there have been so wonderful and so supportive, and I don't even know them. And they are here in Austin too, but I only got to spend like a few weeks in Austin because I moved from Pennsylvania to Austin in May, and then I had to go up in New Hampshire and do all kinds of reconstruction and, you know, rehabilitating the house. I was gone 2 months. So it's interesting. Now I'm ready to start whatever I'm supposed to be starting, Mark. Heaven knows what that is. But I feel good about it.
I think we just have to trust the universe and take the steps that we intuitively know need to be taken and, keep the faith.
And, you know, one thing that we should point out to our listeners, Mark, is it can be difficult to do these things. It can be tiring. It can be exhausting. And it can be worrisome. I know you had changes this year, and you felt weary as well, did you not?
Totally. And between an unexpected eye surgery and being the trustee for a death in the family, my kind of big lesson in life has been when I don't change, I get in my little groove, and I'm happy in my little groove. Well, the world changes around me, and it forces me out of my groove.
Right. Right.
And it's a good thing. And I will tell you, the learning curve this year for me personally has been very high. And I didn't know, that old joke, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it was very true this year. And I've learned so much. And it's just changed my whole view of the world from the old view I used to have.
Well, you probably learned about estates and planning and how the law works and all that kind of thing. I learned that too.
Yeah.
With a lot of my family members. It's a shock, isn't it?
But having to work with, lawyers and accountants and various planners and things of that nature, one of the things is that, I had to look at a lot of the judgments I was having surrounding, money and health and responsibility and what's my responsibility and what's not. And I would think that very much plays into this Capricorn influence because I'm seeing people decide what is my responsibility and what is just not mine to do.
Right. And sometimes we are doing things that aren't ours to do, especially parents with children. And we don't realize that we're not supposed to do that. I had a worker up in New Hampshire sit down and say, you've got to help me. You've got to help me. My friend had a telephone conversation with my brother, and it's really bothered me. I want to know what they talked about. And I said, stop right there. I said, that's not your concern. Well, it was hard for him to hear that.
Yeah.
It was very hard for him to hear. He wanted to know. It was his business because he was his brother. I said, no, He's got his own life. And you have to have yours. And this is an example of how people start to heal and maybe start to realize things. But we have to let go. We have to let people have their lives, and we have to find out what ours is, right?
And you're so right with what you say, because boundaries aren't just on having boundaries with other people. Boundaries are, what is my work to do in this planet, and what is not mine? Right. And as you say, your life gets easier when you're not trying to carry things that aren't yours to carry to begin with.
And that's called taking on someone else's karma. And when you take on someone else's karma, first of all, you interfere with their energy. And second of all, you're not taking care of your karma.
And so you get exhausted.
Oh, yeah. But it can really cause a problem with your living situation. Maybe not right now, but maybe 6 months from now. You know, we ever have a client come to you and say, well, this happened to me and I don't know why. And of course, one of my questions is, well, what happened about 6 months ago or a year ago? How did you set this to occur? And people don't believe it. They don't believe that whatever happens, you set to occur.
And that's what I love about astrology is you can watch these cycles and go back and see the seed of that cycle of what manifested. Just like think of a moon cycle, you know, at the new moon, the seed is being planted. By the full moon, it's showing you what it wanted to be.
You know, to me, astrology never lies. And I will tell you this, it's wonderful to know, because then you won't take actions. Like, so I think, isn't Christmas Day the moon void, of course?
I know it's in Capricorn, and I will look at my calendar while I stall.
Well, anyway, I'm just saying, why should you do anything important or make a date or sign a contract with the moon void? Of course, because the only thing you should do, what I've always said, you're going to laugh. The only thing you should do with the moon void, of course, is mail your income tax return.
Oh.
Be overlooked.
I used to work with an attorney putting on court cases for medical malpractice, and we would always try to have the opponent put their case on during a void of course moon.
Sure.
So there are advantages, but normally you tell a person, go do laundry, clean your desk, meditate when the moon's not making a connection to other planets, which is what the void of course means. But yeah, I think it'll be a quiet December 25th, because the moon is, not only is it quiet, but it's also in Capricorn. And even the day after, for the people who are shopping the day after Christmas, Capricorn tends to buy practical stuff, you know, white socks, you know, lawnmowers, you know, practical
stuff. I
can't
believe that I wanted a handheld electric drill. I mean, that's not my thing, but I wanted...
But so, that would be a very Capricorn thing to buy.
I know. I put so much together. You have to have a drill. You can't use your arms anymore.
Yeah.
In 2 seconds. So that was funny. Anyway, we need to talk about what's coming from January to March. Let's see if we can cover that a little bit.
Sure. One of the things, I always like to pay attention to Mars in these quarterly reports. And the reason is because Mars spends about six weeks in each sign. And, you know, he's that male warrior that, you know, it's very easy to see male warriors because they kind of, you know, shall we say they go to battle, so to speak. And so starting on January 3rd, Mars is going to move into Sagittarius until I think it's February 15th, 15th or 16th. Mm-hmm. And see, Mars is gung-ho. I want it. I must go get it. I must call on my inner masculine side and get moving. And Sagittarius, on one level, rules our belief system, opening our belief system so we can allow more in. It's also higher philosophy, do things in a bigger way. So obviously, there's this opportunity to start the year to actually put action to our higher philosophy. And I think that's pretty nice.
I do, too. I think everybody's got to start reaching for their higher philosophy, because I do think that with this energy, there can be some downtime and some darkness. I really do. And we really have to try to bring everything up to a higher level if we can.
Well, and then the other thing that's a part of it is, you know, we mentioned earlier that there's a lunar eclipse in Cancer and Capricorn on January 10th. Where Cancer is the home, family, I want my warm and fuzzies, I want my nurturing, and Capricorn is, what is my larger responsibility out in the world? So in a sense, and I use 3 months on either side of the eclipses, just a general range. And so all of us are really reworking what is our nurturing needs for ourselves or nurturing others in our life, and versus what is our responsibility? What do we need to do out in the larger world?
I agree.
And that's all being rebalanced.
And I think a lot of people are changing partners. I also think that a lot of people have decided to exit the planet this next year. We might be surprised about some of the, you know, more popular ones that we'll hear about. Just because this is tough energy. It's tough.
I've already seen that starting this past summer where many people are done. They're just done.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to do it anymore.
Well, you know, my view on that, is, which is pretty subjective, but, you know, I'm of the belief that our planet is evolving to a higher frequency of vibration, and that those people who don't want to or aren't willing to do the work to get to that higher vibration are, you know, choosing to make their exit.
And it's funny because it's between now and 2038, I think we're going to be having a lot of things happening on the entire planet. It's not just one person. It's not just one leader. It's the entire planet. And we have been weakened in many ways because now we're back to building weapons and things that can really not only ruin the earth and ruin each person, but upset the universe. You know, the most dangerous thing to the universe is nuclear power if it's misused. And well, that's everything off.
Not to get too far into politics, but we just signed the bill for to create a space force. Well, do we really need to take our problems into outer space? But anyways, that's
I think that might be because there's been so many threats of we're going to take this satellite down and we're going to take that satellite down.
I understand the need for it.
The minute that we're out of the atmosphere, we have no control over anything.
Yep.
None. Zero.
Back to your point about the big changes, I really think just in the next few years, into 2023, right now we've been talking about this big Capricorn energy that's going on. And Capricorn is very traditional, down-to-earth, practical. But in the spring, we're going to start getting some teasers of Saturn's going to move into Aquarius. But you know how there's 30 degrees in a sign? It's only going to move in about 2 degrees and test the waters and come back in 20. Excuse me.
Well, that'll be interesting. And Aquarius, of course, is the opposite of Capricorn. Aquarius, I want to see space. I want to have, I want to grow. I want to expand. Whereas Capricorn says you've got to be careful. You've got to put money away. You've got to take care of yourself. And you have to take care of your health and your body because your diet is going to be very important. And, you know, we've had a lot of problems with food across the country, especially the E. coli in the salads. So there might be more of that. And we've had such bad weather that we might be having a food shortage. I do think that there will be some problems with food. But when you're in Aquarius, it's trying to develop more technology, more things where your mind goes out into the world to experiment with new techniques, new things, new ways of doing things, which of course leads us right back to New Year's Eve when you want to be writing out all the things that you can talk about and bring in for next year. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We are at the end of the first half hour and we're going to be going into commercials. And Mark and I will be back right after this.
That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of December 23rd through December 29th, 2019. It's Christmas week, as well as the beginning of Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, along with the energies of grace and love. The sun makes a trine to Uranus, the planet of surprises, and this holiday season promises to be quite different from other years and very unique. Christmas Eve holds a special Capricorn new moon. A solar eclipse, the last one of this decade, on Christmas Day, brings in lucky Jupiter, signaling us that 2020 holds prosperity and good fortune in its wake. This solar eclipse will be visible as a bright ring around the moon. In folklore, that signified a heavy, cold, and snowy winter. This eclipse in Sirius Reserve Capricorn has you wanting to be quiet and introspective. The moon is in Pisces on New Year's Eve. You can open your intuition up to be a visionary, watch a movie, create a fantasy, or escape into those energies associated with Pisces. Don't forget to journal and visualize what you'd like to bring in during the new decade. The solar eclipse is on December 25th at 5 degrees Capricorn. Five of the 10 planets we use in astrology, plus the dwarf planet Ceres, are in Capricorn now. Although Capricorn does tend to have a dry sense of humor, think of the late comedian Jack Benny, the sign represents boundaries, restrictions, certifications, rules, taxes, infrastructure, and sacrificing in the short term for long-term rewards. However, please remember that a new moon that includes a solar eclipse is not a good time to plant any seeds for new beginnings. It's a time to get quiet, go within, and focus on the adjustments you need to make for the upcoming decade. Watch for news under the path of the eclipse from the Middle East to India, Pakistan, as well as China and Indonesia. On a personal level, it's time to get serious about your priorities and goals. Where do you need to get more discipline or set boundaries so others do not take advantage of you? So close your eyes, hold your nose, take a deep breath, and jump in. There is an opportunity to reinvent your life if you are willing to make lasting changes. Make friends with this energy because changes are coming to you even if you think you are happy in your well-dug-out rut or not. There is help because supportive Venus is moving through friendly Aquarius, bringing us far-seeing energy. You can find the help you need if you are willing to open up to new groups, friends, and organizations. Remember, if you don't ask, you don't get. Mercury finishes up the year on Saturday, December 28th, and this shift is centered on organized thinking and structured ideas, making it an excellent week to sit down with your blessed higher self and figure out your goals and game plan for 2020. Sunday is a quiet day under a friendly Aquarius moon, and there are no planetary aspects which can keep you feeling a bit detached from the world. Phew! Finally, rest time. Perhaps you can get with the kids and make cookies for New Year's while Dad watches the game. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and astrologer Mark Dotich.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, Sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we have a new service for the holidays for you. Few people know who they really are. They're always asking, what is my life purpose? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? The extraordinary secrets are held within your astrological chart as well as your birth date. I have been writing karma reports for years, and I am developing a way for you to tune in now to who you are, understand your past lives, and combine that with your present circumstances to enhance your life, to identify your special qualities, to become aware of your relationships and improve your love life and increase your understanding of others, as well as to find your good years for money, career, and new opportunities. This is a serious inquiry, and it's simple. It guides you to seek and know more about yourself, your loved ones, and what you can do to gain power to enhance your future. By your past life achievements, you are now in a position to tap into the type of knowledge with the conscious mind and also use your psychic energies to get to higher levels. The doors have opened for you to choose to walk through and discover for yourself what is on the other side. You have had lifetimes and developed special skills for your soul to enhance and use in this lifetime. With your mutual blessings from your blessed higher self, God, and the angels, you can begin to develop that which you are attuned to, that which you have used in past lives in order to go forward in this time and bring yourself success, prosperity, and abundance. For the holidays, I have lessened the price of the Karma Report. So just go to my website, new-visions.com, and click on Karma Reports. Or you can call me at my 24-hour answering service and place your order. I'm at 201-934-8986.
8986. And we'll confirm your order by email before I begin. Find out about who you are. And thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Christmas, everybody. That was Elizabeth Hepburn singing with our West Point band. I don't think you can beat it. That's pretty top drawer. And I do mean Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I know that we're beginning Hanukkah, and some other holidays are beginning at this time too. I hope everybody enjoys themselves and that they feel peace and love for everyone. My guest tonight is Mark Dodich, and we are going to continue to talk about what's happening between now and March on the planet. And I'm sure there's more that we can think about, Mark.
Oh, yeah. We have the triple alignment that everybody's interested in. We've already talked about Saturn and Pluto, but the third one is Jupiter. Jupiter's the guy that says we must expand our belief system. We must be willing to take a risk on ourselves. And Jupiter is the god who helps you do something. It's just you have to, shall we say, set it in motion to say, here's what I want. I need the help now. And I can just give you the general dates, but the full dates, if they want a list of dates, are in my winter newsletter at astromark.us. But the Jupiter-Pluto is April 4th, June 30th, and November 12th of next year. So when I hear people talking, Mark, when's this triple alignment going to be exact or that? Well, it's not going to be exact, but it's going to be hovering all year around us. So it really produces an opportunity to step up into our larger belief system. However, Elizabeth, as you know, Jupiter and Capricorn are not the most comfortable combination. So Jupiter's the quest for the Holy Grail, and Capricorn is be patient, be practical. And so I like to say cautious expansion, conservative optimism. Is that how you view that?
I view it this way. I think that opportunities can come and that you have to ask yourself if you can afford it or if you should take it. You know that you're going to have to work hard, maybe 2 years, before it pays fruit, because that's what makes sense. And then when it does pay fruit, it'll be dynamite.
Yeah, and the beauty is, as astrologers, we always forget to tell people that Capricorn produces rewards. Yeah. Because it's most people want the I want it yesterday consciousness, and that's just not the way it is.
I know. The kids go to work, and they think they're going to be president of the company in a year.
Or and that they should be paid some ungodly amount of money when they don't need anything yet.
And they don't want to work. If they get anything that comes in that's too difficult, they'll walk away. It's amazing what the new concept of work is. It's really changing.
And, really want to watch that this spring, because between March and May, Saturn starts moving into Aquarius just a little bit, and it'll come back in 2021 and 2022.
Right.
And Aquarius, of course, rules technology, so we're talking about robotics taking jobs. We're talking about probably, if we start paying attention this spring, Saturn rules government, and so Aquarius rules the internet, so probably government regulation of people like Facebook and internet and what have you, given what we've seen in elections and all that.
We're gonna have a skyway open up for the drones, because I think we're going to have a lot of drone traffic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so they're going to have to, I don't know what they're going to do about it, though, because we don't have a concrete highway in the air.
Well, someone was just telling me about Singapore that they are using big drones to help people get to their apartments, because, everybody lives in high rises there.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, my, I know we're dating ourselves, but, oh, my God, the Jetsons are here, the old cartoon.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it funny how we've seen ahead? Times what's coming, and then it comes and you go, oh gosh.
Yeah, where our younger listeners don't even know what the Jetsons are.
Sure. But, that's okay. Somebody asked me the other day, were there three Beatles or four? And I went nuts. I'm really in trouble. So what do you think is the most important thing? What's the most important thing, the conjunction in Saturn or the eclipse?
Well, I personally think that they're all tied together.
Uh-huh.
And that now the eclipse, the solar eclipse in particular, the one on December 25th and 26th, it starts like in the Mideast and then goes across, Indonesia and India and into like Papua New Guinea. Mm-hmm. And classically, with the relocation astrology maps that I do, what's called astrocartography, you can just make book on things like earthquakes and volcanoes or political upheaval in areas where this is going on.
Well, we know we're having that right after the 6th of January when everybody goes back.
Well, and of course, those places will be in the news, and whether it's China and tariffs or whether it's India with the Kashmir region or whether it's earthquakes in Papua New Guinea.
The most dangerous area is the Kashmir area, because I feel that if anything is going to happen nuclear, it's going to happen there first.
And it's a powder keg waiting to happen.
Yeah, it is. In fact, they've already started telling the people to get out or to protect themselves in whatever ways they can. So I think it's mounting. It's very sad. Very, very. But we are going to have a lot of sad things over these next few years. Things that will be very difficult to go through. I also think that somehow, some way, we're going to prove there are ETs, and we're going to be talking to them. It's going to become more common.
Certainly seems like a possibility. Things are changing.
That might be That's Aquarius. When it goes into Aquarius, that's probably what it's going to bring in April.
And I just think it's so important that with all this Capricorn energy, which can rule things like fears and prejudice and things of that nature, that it's so important that we don't get sucked into the fears that are going on in the world, be it through elections or just fear of loss or whatever it might be.
The only way to do that is to meditate and to really trust the universe.
Well, as you know, Elizabeth, I'm a big fan of the series of books, The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East.
Oh, I am too.
And in there, the scientists that went to learn from these great wise masters, the wise master said that when a pattern of energy becomes so crystallized, which is a Capricorn word, so crystallized that it can't change, it can't move, the only way to break it up is to break up those energetic patterns. Right. And I think we can see on planet Earth that energetic patterns are being broken up.
Yeah, they are, and a lot of people don't like it. And there's a lot of judgment. What I'm not liking is the darkness and the hate that seems to be coming out.
And yet, at the same time, we have to say that, well, it was there to begin with. It was just hiding in the shadows. And all this breaking up is bringing it up to the surface so we can hopefully work with it and hopefully heal it.
Yeah, but why is it so much, Mark? It's so widespread.
Personally, I think it's because we've been avoiding it for so long.
That could be.
You know, because you can't go to the next level if you're holding a bunch of nasty stuff in the shadow place.
I know, but a solution for people, if you really want to get above this and get through it, is show me how I can serve. Show me how I can help others and help myself expand.
I personally find that one of the best ways for self-healing is to go out and do something good. It's one thing to sit and write on your paper and burn it, you know, at the end of the year, a little burning bowl ceremony. But it's another thing to go actually put action into your energy.
That's right. You know,
because it grounds it, makes it real.
And anything that you can do to help others is always, always wonderful. I know, you know, even if you just make cookies for the neighbors, something the kids always love that, if nothing else.
Well, and I would want to encourage that with this lunar eclipse on January 10th, because, see, the moon, that means the moon's going to be in Cancer, which rules food and nurturing.
Right.
And then the sun, of course, is going to be in Capricorn, which rules responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but a teaser for spring is, see, these eclipses run in the same series, in this case, Capricorn, Cancer, for about a year, year and a half, and then they start shifting in this case, into Sagittarius and Gemini. Well, Cancer and Capricorn are very grounded, down to earth, take care of my home base, take care of my security, buy my grandmother's house, okay?
Oh, my goodness, take care of you, believe it.
And so early this year, taking care of our core level foundation is so important, because we don't want to be having to do that when we get into this Gemini and Sagittarius energy that's coming more into May and beyond, because that's get moving. Hurry up. Let's go quicker.
That's interesting, because in my meditation, I was told that I wanted to know when I was going to have the renovations done, because there's so much I had to do. And they said May the energy changes. And I did not know what you just said. So I think that's interesting. I really do.
And just for the astrologer in you, the reason we're saying that is the soul destiny nodes of the moon, these spiritual destiny points, are leaving Cancer and Capricorn and moving into Gemini and Sagittarius for a year and a half. But that's more of a spring conversation.
And you'll be back in the spring, right, Mark?
Yep, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. I would like to ask you two things. One, how to reach you, but two, what's your Christmas message to everybody?
My message is that I really have a message of hope, and I'm an optimistic, enthusiastic guy, and when I watch the news and things that are going on in the world, you know, I can get overly focused on those kind of things that are happening. And when I step back from it and I can still see, I don't hide, I don't not watch the news because I don't want to see it. I want to know enough to know what's going on in the world, but not enough that I'm inundated by it. And then when I can step back from it and see the bigger picture, for example, this breaking down of energy that's going on, well, you know, it's the old joke to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. And then I can look at it and say, oh, that's what's going on, rather than getting sucked into whether you like the president or you don't like him or, you know, whatever else is going on in the world. If you step back, you can see the higher view. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage people to step back and see the higher view so they don't get sucked into the games and the drama that we're very likely going to see big time in the year ahead.
Oh, we sure are. We sure are. Well, thank you for coming, Mark. Wishing everybody a wonderful Christmas this week. And I'm glad that you'll be back in March. And we'll be looking forward to it. How can we reach you?
The website is astromark.us, astromark.us. And in the winter quarter newsletter that you can download at astromark.us is all this information with dates on the Capricorn alignment.
Right. Your newsletter is terrific, and it's on the VBS Radio website at Let's Find Out as well. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful week.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Decade.
Yeah.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week will be a teaching week. I'm going to talk about my predictions and what I feel is coming and what we all can do about it as a group together. And I will be on Coast to Coast New Year's night. I hope you'll listen. I'm the third guest that night. They have the four top psychics in the country, and I'm honored to be one of them. So we're going to go on with our meditation now. It's time to listen to a new Christmas carol. And this Christmas carol was written in the 1980s by a man by the name of William Vitalis. This should be one of the top Christmas carols. And I'd like you to kind of meditate to that too. It's called Come to Me, My Lord. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
My Lord. nothing outside of you. Your heart is my home forever. Your first light forever everywhere. All the world by your word comes together. Every form enfolded in your care. Every form enfolded in your care. Come to me, my Lord. Come to me, oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. Come to me, oh my Lord. Oh, come to me, my Lord.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this meditation is called Clearing Your Karma. Do you cringe with embarrassment over something that happened 2 years ago? Perhaps 50 years ago? Can you feel the pain of a relationship that ended badly last month or 20 years ago? These old pains, angers, and fears and self-judgment interfere with your daily life as you unconsciously react to current situations based on a buried memory from your past. How does the process work? As a baby in the womb, you are connected to your mother and to your soul by cords that nourish and sustain you. They are your connection to the world in which you live while you're in the womb. When you are thrust out of that warmth and safety into a weird, bright light, and become cold and feel pain from the slap to the start of your breathing, you send out cords of energy that the doctor, nurses, parents, and anyone around might help you. You cry for help. You don't understand the pain. For the rest of your life, when you need answers or responses to deep feelings, you send out cords to all people, places, and things connected to that event. These cords stay connected even after death, and these deep feelings continue to have an impact on you. There's a wonderful book that explains this. It's called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. You might want to read that. The people in your life send cords to you for the same reasons, which stay connected until they are cleared out. By the time you are an adult, you look like a ball of twine energetically. Or perhaps a ball of knitting wool. These old feelings program your response to life in the present, and you wonder why you keep facing the same fears over and over and over again. What can you do about this now? How can you clear yourself? Let's begin by using this meditation as one of your gifts for disentanglement. This is a powerful method to clear conditionings and painful feelings that run below the level of our consciousness. There are gazillions of light beings around the earth and in the universe that are present and want to be of help to you. All you have to do is ask. Just bow your head and ask. It's recommended that you lie down on a comfortable surface with your hands at your sides. Or you can sit in the straight back chair as long as your spine is straight. This time, let's put your palms down and don't allow any distractions or interruptions. Then say, I am asking the amber light beings and light beings who can work with the amber light beings to come now and disentangle me from all of my discomforts and pain, as well as their causes. I ask these angels to come
and untangle my root causes the moment of charge. That would be the first time I ever experienced the pain. Then close your eyes and look at the light behind your eyes. Look at the light patterns. Look at the colors and don't think. Don't try. Just relax. 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 If you find yourself thinking, gently bring your attention back to the light pattern behind your eyelids. Do this exercise for as long as you feel the need or until you fall asleep. Take a deep breath. Relax. Take a deep breath. Relax. Take a deep breath. Relax. This can be done as often as you like, or as often as you can find the time to do it. It is an excellent exercise for undoing karma, helping with your emotional releases, as well as your body temperature, vibration, and heart patterns. It's only an exercise of undoing a roll of yarn. You don't have to remember the pain. You don't have to see the pain. You just close your eyes, call on the light beings of gold light or amber light, and ask them to come in and undo the knots, untie the knots, so that you can free yourself of these old, outworn, and outdated patterns. That way, a healing occurs, and you have left a void. And the void that is left will attract to you energy and energetic beings in a higher vibration. That's natural law. The gold amber light beings will remove the cord from whoever you are corded to, whether they're alive or dead. They will clear it, and they will give you back the energy. And they also will send the energy that they uncorded to whomever sent it, so that the other being, the being who corded you, can start their healing process as well. It's called untie the knots or unhook the tethering. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to work on at least one or two experiences or people that have caused this, that you have interacted with, and where you have felt pain. Untie the knots. Let go of the tethers so that you can be clear and move forward into the new you and the new dimension. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Now, as you come out of your meditation and you're quiet and you're refreshed and clear, make a list of every person in your life that makes you feel uncomfortable and say this statement: I am asking to be disentangled from the discomfort and pain of, and say the name of whoever the person is. And then do each person and do each name one process at a time. And you may have to devote several days to this or maybe a week or two. Take your time. Don't try to do everybody at once. And remember that you only can do one at a time. Do each name until you feel clear. If you do this every day for the rest of your life, you actually can add at least 20 more years to your lifespan, if not more. These are good years. these will be happy years and these will be balanced years where you can know who you are, know what you are, and know how you serve. I am asking all gold amber light beings and light beings who can work with the golden amber light beings to come now and disentangle me from all of my discomforts, pain, and their causes. I am asking to be disentangled from discomfort and pain from whoever that person is until you feel clear of the energies that are hooked to you and tethered to you from that person. At the same time, the light beings will return the energy back to the person for their healing and processing, and you will be clear. Clear and free of that pattern. Now remember, as you take a deep breath, release the breath, to give yourself time to feel the healing within you. Once the untethering has occurred, what you need to do is to feel gratitude for the experience, praise yourself for the willingness and desire to release the pain, and know that you are fresh, clean, and cleared, as if you had stood under a waterfall and all fear, pain, and tears were washed away. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that this has occurred, and it's even more of a miracle that you have chosen it and desired it. Now allow yourself to relax as we flow into the energies of Richard Schulman and his music. Blessings to all of you.